Welcome to syndicatednews.net. This morning we're welcoming the news that Prince William and Kate are finally engaged. And we're going to get the details from Patricia Khawaja. She's the owner of the British Bureau of Florida. She's also the publisher of BritishFlorida.com. And she's also president of the Florida Association of British Business. Patricia, are you with us?
Yes. Good morning.
Welcome to syndicatednews.net. Tell us about this glorious engagement.
Yes, well, it's no surprise, of course. We've all known this for years. The royal family don't jump into anything at all. In fact, if you want a member of the royal family to come over to Florida to be at a function, you have to write to them, give them 2-3 years notice to put it into their schedule and so on. We guessed this was coming, all those of us in the know, British people, the wedding for next year, 2011, because London has the Olympics in 2012 and a big event with the Queen then as well. So they have to slot everything into their schedule. It's exciting, it's wonderful, and we all use a royal wedding. Plus, this time they did it very differently. When Charles and Diana got married, there was a big photo call on the steps. She was showing off her engagement ring and everything. This time, the Queen just issued a printed statement for the media to pick up, and we're going to see the next thing in a month. They're going to do a photo call and so on. So they're taking it very, very differently this time to avoid the media circus.
Excellent. People forget that wedding was about 30 years ago.
Yes. When you're marrying the future King of England, it's the biggest deal in the world. It's bigger than any celebrity wedding, and rightly so. But poor Diana was hounded by the media, and she became a celebrity from a 19-year-old virgin to front page of every magazine in the world. She turned into a sophisticated young woman. Kate Middleton's already a sophisticated young woman, and she's been with William for about 9 years now, so there's a big difference.
There's more preparation, there are less surprises, and she's almost 30, isn't she?
Yeah, she's 29. She's the oldest woman ever to marry a monarch in England. And, of course, in the olden days, they were marrying them at 16, 17, back in Henry VIII's days, of course. And William proposed on a romantic trip in the Seychelles a month ago. Then they kept it secret, announcing it to the public, like we do in our own families. I mean, first we know what's going on, and then second we tell our friends. And then if you're famous, of course, last is the media. That's the way it goes. The Buckingham Palace are handling this wonderfully, and we Brits were all excited. Kate hasn't set a foot wrong. I noticed she's dark-haired. She's not blonde like her mother, so William isn't sort of marrying, a mother lookalike or anything like that. No, well, it's all good. It's all healthy.
It's all nicely balanced.
Yes.
And what is the succession to the throne? Will Prince William be in a direct line to the throne?
Prince Charles will be the next king, and then it will be Prince William. We haven't changed the law in England on the rule of succession. It's still boys, which is so out of date in this modern era where women can be anything. So it goes, Prince Charles will be the next king, and then after that, William. And then William and Kate's children then become the next in line to the throne.
Really? Harry?
No. Harry's the brother. No, it doesn't go that way.
Oh, I see.
It always goes through the king or queen, their children, and then the rest just get kicked down a notch. We put this in place hundreds of years ago, so it's all set in stone, we Brits all know this stuff. We've grown up with it.
So Camilla will not be queen?
That they haven't decided yet. And now when Diana died, and of course Camilla was blamed for a lot of things, but sorry, Charles and Diana's marriage wasn't working. The fact that he had a mistress on the side, that's not really Camilla's fault. A man can't commit adultery on his own. So, all this Camilla bashing. But that's long stopped because now they're married, very respectable. I mean, it took Diana's death, unfortunately, for that to happen. But British government, because they decide these things, not the monarchy, they haven't decided yet what Camilla will be called. So,
what is she called now?
She's now the Duchess. Prince Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall. They gave her a title. She has to have a title when you're married to the future king. So they created the title Duchess of Cornwall. When he's king, they may keep it the same, although it sounds a bit clumsy. They may, if public sentiment has died down enough, they may just say, oh, for God's sake, we'll just call her the Queen, King and Queen of England, and just that's it. or she won't have any power. The morganatic marriage, it's called. She'll just be his wife. So they haven't decided yet what Camilla is actually going to be called.
How interesting.
Of course, her family's all grown up. Her children, she's got grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. My
word. So her breeding days are over anyway.
Why, you're so direct. That's wonderful. Anyway, this morning we're talking to Patricia Kawaja. She's the owner of British Bureau of Florida and the publisher of BritishFlorida.com. And she's also president of the Florida Association of British Businesses. Now, if you want to reach Patricia, because that website not only offers all sorts of British companies here in Florida, but it also has a huge job site for Brits who have working ability, who have all their papers in order. You can get jobs at this website. This is fantastic. And if you want to reach her, her email is BritishFlorida@AOL.com. And the website is www.BritishFlorida.com. And to reach them by phone, the phone number in Miami is 305-371-9340. And the only reason I'm doing this interview with Patricia is because our own Brit, Mr. Peter Houston, is currently in England, and we weren't able to reach him on Skype. And we didn't want to let this go, so we had to call Patricia ourselves. So, Peter, we are thinking of you. We are having our British day here with Patricia. Patricia, I thank you so much. Is there anything you'd like to advertise about your site or the businesses that you're working with?
It's all on that website. If it's anything British in Florida, it's on that website. It's also how you reach the British community. Your resident Brit at the radio station, Peter, hello. If you're ever down in Miami, Peter, let's go out for a jar and a chin wag, as we say back home.
He would love it. He would love it. I thank you so much for your courtesy. We are so grateful. And by the way, on her website, you can also apply for U.S. citizenship. There's an immigration link, British Realtors, British Consulates of Florida, traveling to the U.K., that's included as well, jobs for Brits, British entertainers. This is a website extraordinaire. So come take a look, everybody. It's BritishFlorida.com. Thank you, Patricia, for your courtesy. We so appreciate you.
Thank you, Ruthie.
Thank you, and we'll talk again during the wedding, perhaps.
Yes, and why don't you offer, drop me an email to that address with the radio station mailing address, and I'll send a copy up of the British paper I write for up to Peter at the station.
Oh, he would just absolutely love it. He will. In fact, I'm going to send him a link to this broadcast. We're going to load it within a matter of minutes.
Oh, great. Okay.
Thank you. And we'll send
it to you
as well. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Patricia. Thank you so much.